Lift Him Up, February 7. Earth's First Week. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The weekly cycle of 7 literal days, 6 for labor, and the 7th for rest, which has been preserved and brought down through Bible history, originated in the great fact of the first 7 days. When God spake His law with an audible voice from Sinai, He introduced the Sabbath by saying, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." He then declares definitely what shall be done on the 6 days, and what shall not be done on the 7th. He then, in giving the reason for thus observing the week, points them back to His example on the first 7 days of time. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. This reason appears beautiful and forcible when we understand the record of creation to mean literal days. The first 6 days of each week are given to man in which to labor, because God employed the same period of the first week in the work of creation. The seventh day God has reserved as a day of rest, in commemoration of His rest during the same period of time after He had performed the work of creation in 6 days. But the infidel supposition that the events of the first week required 7 vast, indefinite periods for their accomplishment strikes directly at the foundation of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. It makes indefinite and obscure that which God has made very plain. Infidel geologists claim that the world is very much older than the Bible record makes it. They reject the Bible record because of those things which are to them evidences from the earth itself, that the world has existed tens of thousands of years. And many who profess to believe the Bible record are at a loss to account for wonderful things which are found in the earth, with the view that creation week was only 7 literal days, and the world is now only about 6,000 years old. Without Bible history, geology can prove nothing. Relics found in the earth do give evidence of a state of things differing in many respects from the present. But the time of their existence, and how long a period these things have been in the earth, are only to be understood by Bible history. When men leave the Word of God in regard to the history of creation, and seek to account for God's creative works upon natural principles, they are upon a boundless ocean of uncertainty. Just how God accomplished the work of creation in 6 literal days, He has never revealed to mortals. His creative works are just as incomprehensible as His existence.